Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
We always like to round off the first hour of Issues Etc. on Friday afternoons, sharing our picks for blog of the week with our listeners. Our listeners are also writing their own thoughts, recording their own things on their blogs, and we're reading those blogs, and every week we like to pick one or two and bring it to the fore for the rest of our listeners. If you'd like your blog considered, we've had actually a number of people in the last couple of weeks write us and ask to be included in the running for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Make sure that you have the Issues Etc. widget posted at your blog. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, at the bottom of the support page. And let us know that your blog's there, that you've got the widget. We'll start reading your blog.
My pick this week is a blog, a new one we've been alerted to, Full Throttle and an Empty Gas Tank. It's a blog post titled, Let's Get This Party Started. A member of our church died yesterday. He had been fighting cancer for the last 4 years or so. I didn't know him, but I knew who he was. I'd seen him a few Sundays back. He was a regular churchgoer. He, by his regular attendance and worship, was a faith role model for me. His name was Jack Fix. He died yesterday afternoon after being in hospice care for a week or so. When his death was announced in church today, the first thing I thought of, and it might be silly, but I could almost see St. Peter at the gates seeing Jack coming along and saying to him, "Oh good, you're just in time. There's a heck of a party getting ready to start, and you're invited." Indeed there is. Today's gospel reading, the lectionary, came from Matthew 28. I found the second verse to be a wonderful image. "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it." For some reason, the image of an angel of the Lord sitting on the stone that was just rolled away makes me smile. I can almost see the angel swinging his feet back and forth, sitting on the top of the stone, waiting for the women to come, having a hard time containing the greatest news of all. The tomb was empty. Empty. It is because of that empty tomb that Mr. Fix is in his glory. His glory neither earned or deserved, but freely given. Given to us through Jesus Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. Because death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Indeed, death has no victory. There is no sting. Death is the loser. Death gets stung. And Mr. Fix gets the gifts of eternal life. His party has just begun. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week: Full Throttle and an Empty Gas Tank.
All the reason to let us know that your blog's out there, because that one just came in, that notification, and Jeff went right to it for his pick for blog of the week. Mine comes from one that's been on the list for a long time. It's a blog called Incarnatus Est by one of our regular guests. His blog post called "The Lord's Absence is Not an Absence." It's Augustine on the Road to Emmaus scene. He writes, "Ah yes, brothers and sisters, but where did the Lord wish to be recognized? In the breaking of bread. We're all right, nothing to worry about. We break bread and we recognize the Lord. It was for our sakes that he didn't want to be recognized anywhere but there, because we weren't going to see him in the flesh, and yet we were going to eat his flesh. So if you are a believer, any of you, if you're not called a Christian for nothing, if you don't come to the church pointlessly, if you listen to the word of God in fear and hope, you may take comfort in the breaking of the bread. The Lord's absence is not an absence. Have faith, and you and the one you cannot see is with you." That's St. Augustine, by the way, commenting on Luke's gospel. It was posted by Pastor Gregory Alms, who has this great blog all the time called Incarnatus Est. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. We'll post both Jeff's and my pick for blog of the week at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. What in the world is that? Is that White Wedding? No,
Rebel,
that's not
Yell,
White
baby.
Wedding. Just a little Billy
Yell.
Rebel Yell. Right out of Jeff's iPod, right out of his iTunes library. Well, when we come back, we're going to move from that, the ridiculous, to the sublime. We'll be studying the great Easter hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest for that hymn study for the entire second hour of this Friday, May 6th, Issues, Etc. Hour 2 in 7 minutes.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues, Etc.